Welcome to Unity Reflections of Truth. The Christmas Recipe was a talk and meditation presented by licensed Unity teacher candidates Deb Crichton and Dee Dimmick on the 24th of December 2023.
Okay, so we decided that we'd talk about a Christmas recipe. Obviously, at Christmas time, one of the many things that everybody does is eat food as well. So, you know, it's a big part of celebrating with family and loved ones. So we thought we'd do Christmas recipe and how we can use all the elements of the nativity story to brighten up our Christmas and brighten up our lives. So we'll start. Deb's going to give me what we need in every recipe. What's the first thing we need? You're the hostess. What's the first thing we need in every recipe, Deb?
Good cookbook. Distracted cookery. I think it was my grandma's.
The ingredients.
Yes. Thank you. The cookbook. So the story of Jesus' birth in the nativity scene is symbolic of the birthing of the higher Christ consciousness within each one of us. Each element in the story metaphysically presents our journey towards spiritual awakening. You'll see the handouts have the metaphysical interpretation of the elements within the story. Good? Yeah. Slide 3. What else do we need? Ingredients. We need the ingredients to put into our mixing bowl.
With no electricity.
Exactly right.
No battery powered.
No battery, all hand done, all hand powered. I remember when I was a very young girl and I'd watch my grandmother baking. She never used a recipe book, right? So I grew up not ever using a recipe book. So the only thing that I can, when I reflect on that now, that I gather from that is that there was a lot of faith that that was going to come out, you know. There was no recipe book. It was just pure faith. Okay, so the ingredients. Deb, if you can help me, please. I need one bright star. Yeah, this is our inner guiding light. I need 3 magi.
3 wise men. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
And 3.
3.
3 wise.
And these are the seekers of truth. I need a flock of shepherds.
We've got some sheep.
We got our flock.
And he's got a shepherd.
We got a shepherd. That's awareness of our thoughts. An angel. We need one angel. Oh my goodness. She dropped her tinsel. So this is a divine messenger. Okay? In there. Oh, Mary. We need Mary, of course. Mary, the divine feminine. Love and the divine feminine. And that's going into our very special bowl. We need Joseph. Joseph, protector, guiding wisdom. He goes in there. Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Oh, luckily you've got that star there to show us where to go. He can guide us. Bethlehem represents substance. Stable, thank you. And that's shelter. So we'll put that in there. And one last thing is the manger, of course, the most precious manger, which is new life manifested. Okay, so then we go on to the instructions that would normally be in the cookbook. And what they say is that beginning with the star, Deb, if we can, you can start off and do that. Thank you. Beginning with the star, we'll let the wisdom be our guiding light through our hearts, guiding our thoughts and guiding our actions. And the Magi, let's mix in the willingness to embark on our journey of truth. Insert the shepherds and let us embrace humility and be ready to receive wisdom. Let's recognize that enlightenment is accessible to all. Infuse this with the angel. Let's be open to divine ideas and messages that come in unexpected ways. They will guide our spiritual journeys. Last but least, gently fold in Mary. Cultivate the divine feminine within us to express compassion and unconditional love. We're going to keep on mixing. Let me go on to slide 5. We're going to add a dash of Joseph and be steadfast in our faith and provide wisdom and guidance to others. We're going to sprinkle in a little Bethlehem, find transformation and understanding that change occurs in the quiet, unassuming spaces of our being. Place in the manger, embrace simplicity and humility in our spiritual practice, and realize that true enlightenment is found in the simple truths of life. Settle in the stable and create a safe, nurturing place within ourselves for our higher consciousness to grow and flourish. Now, the most important thing, what have we got to do now? We've got to bake it. So we're going to combine all the ingredients, Deb. Can you mix them up, please? And we're going to do this with love and patience and understand that our journey to a higher consciousness is ongoing and ever evolving. Serve this dish with an open heart and mind. Share it with others, knowing that each person's recipe may vary slightly. Remember, the true essence lies in the unique blend of all the ingredients coming together to create something greater than its parts. That is the birth of higher consciousness within each of us. Each element of the nativity story adds a unique flavor to our spiritual journey, creating a transformative, beautiful, deeply personal, and yet universally resonant. Thank you. Okay. Now, we're going to go over to Deb, and Deb's going to do a meditation based on our higher consciousness. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Just make sure everyone can hear me. I'll just get Julian to check. Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Thumbs up if you can hear online. Can you hear online, gang? Speak.
Hello. Yes, that sounds great. Thank you. So that was wonderful. After listening to that beautiful message, that Christmas recipe, let us reflect upon how this message appears to us in our lives. Let us relax, get comfy. Ah, let go. Just take a deep breath in, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in the divine breath, and breathing out all the stresses, all the worry, all the thoughts of busyness, and turn our attention inward, centering inwards to our heart space. This starts with the bright star, your inner guiding light, your conviction, your intuition. What is your intuition calling forth for you to do? Let us add the three wise men, your inner soul resources, your inner realms of consciousness, your very own riches of spirit. How do they appear for you? The flock of shepherds, your thoughts. You are the shepherd of the nature of your thoughts, the awareness, the protector of each of your very own thoughts. How do you guide and watch over your thoughts? The angel, your power to imagine and receive the divine idea, reflecting back into your very own consciousness. Invite your angel to descend and share divine ideas with you. Mary, the divine feminine, love, compassion, nurturing, rejoice and bring forth your divine love and compassion, allowing your emotions to flow freely. Joseph, your wisdom, protector, and guide that accompanies your divine feminine on your journey. Together, Joseph and Mary are your wisdom and love, which were once an idea but have now come forth to manifest. Feel the love and wisdom stirring up within you. What passionate, wise ideas spring forth from your whirlpool to manifest in your life. Your own Bethlehem, house of substance, transformation. Where is universal substance showing up in your life? How is it transforming? Are you journeying to Bethlehem or have you arrived? Are you ready for transitioning to something greater? The manger, your own human consciousness. See the simplicity of the manger. Often out of humbleness is the place from which you allow the awakening to take place. The stable, your safe and creative space, where you allow your higher consciousness to grow and flourish. Where is this space for you? Now, all is in place for your awakening, your elevated consciousness, Christ consciousness, waiting, baking, divine order and timing. Be patient. Are you patient, waiting for everything to come together? Now you have everything you need to birth your unity with the one universal spirit. See yourself birthing, feel the birth, and a hold yours anew. Bringing your new knowledge, ideas, and wisdom back with you, and whenever you're ready, journey back to the space where you are.